This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant Dani, 106.7 The Fan, continuing our show live from MGM National Harbor, Junkies Poker Open. Thanks for listening on the day the Nationals will play Game 5 day. You can download the all-new radio.com app. Listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. Dani, as we are live here at the Junkies Poker Open, we should point out one final time. They got 656 people sign up for this event.
Is that a record?
That is the largest seeded poker tournament in Maryland history, so congrats to them. JPO brought to you by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. We have not gotten into who should pitch tonight, so before we get back to the phones, let's hit this pretty hard. You got the options of Tanner Roark or Gio Gonzalez. Basically, you're asking, do you want the right-handed or left-handed lineup for the Chicago Cubs? Do you want a guy like Albert Almora, who hits 342 off lefties, or do you want guys like Kyle Schwarber, who could hit the ball out of the park at any time, just missed a home run at Nats Park that went just foul, that would have landed 18 rows up in the upper decks, who hit 30 homers this year? And Jason Hayward in or out of the lineup. Basically, what do you want if you're manager Dusty Baker?
So this will not happen, but this is what I would do. Again, I say this will not happen, but this is what I would do. I would start Tanner Roark in this game. I would start Tanner Roark in this game and basically say you're going through the order one time. Now, if he's rolling, you let him roll, but my idea would be go through the order once. Then I go to Gio Gonzalez. What I want to do is finally be able to out-chess match Joe Maddon. I want Joe Maddon not to be able to dictate any matchups. The Nationals don't really dictate matchups with their offense because Dusty's got the same eight guys. He doesn't care about left or right. Joe Maddon does. Joe Maddon wants to pinch hit Alberto Mora Jr. out. Joe Maddon wants to use Ben Zobrist in different ways, Jason Hayward or this guy, that guy. He likes to pinch hit, likes to make his moves. I basically say, you're going to do it now or are you going to leave bad matchups in the game in the middle innings? Right. Or you might not have a better chance when Scherzer comes in, when Madsen comes in, when Doolittle comes in, etc. So I want that that left-handed featured lineup to start, and then Gio Gonzalez can come in and sort of face some of these guys and force action. Because if Joe Maddon leaves him in, then Gio could cruise through a couple of innings. If he doesn't, then you've got another advantage where you could play mix and match the rest of the way.
That's actually what I would do as well, and I'd start Roark because Roark has really struggled out of the bullpen as well.
Yes.
I don't know that Gio would be good out of the bullpen. We haven't really seen a lot of that. I don't know that
I don't think he's ever done it.
Is ideal for him in any capacity to debut in that regard now. But I know that it hasn't gone very well for Roark. So I would start him. Like you, I'm trying to get through the lineup once, and you can pinch hit for him if you want at that point. If he's through three scoreless and you haven't gotten hit, so he's not batting until the bottom of the third, you could leave him in there until the fourth with Gio or somebody ready. But I would go to a lefty after that, as you're saying, to dictate to Joe Maddon. I actually really like the idea. My guess is they go with Gio, and just so everyone is on the same page here, I don't really have a problem with that either.
No problem with that either.
There's no wrong answer here. There's just a strategic which would you rather do. Bottom line is whoever Dusty throws out there is going to have to pitch well. Whether that's Gio or that's Roark, whoever you have more faith in, who trust in. Gio had a better season, worse finish to this season. I like Tanner's grit and guts and guile. I think Gio pitched pretty well in five innings, a three-run ball. But Gio did get victimized by a couple of home runs. So what I know is I think either of those two guys is going to need plenty of run support. I don't think you're going to get a Scherzer seven-inning no-hitter. You're not going to get a Strasburg seven scoreless, three hits, 12 strikeouts. It's going to be a game where you're going to have to score to win. The Cubs are not going to be held off the board like they were last night.
I'm mapping outs in this one, the way the Dodgers did in their Game 5 when they had to cobble together Rich Hill on short rest, and they were going to figure out if Clayton Kershaw, they're going to bring in Kenley Jansen as soon as the seventh inning and the whole nine yards, right? If I'm the Nationals, I'm drawing my map. I'm working back from 27. So my last three are Sean Doolittle almost no matter what. My three before that are Ryan Madsen no matter what. My three before that remains to be seen, but I'll do that math. My ideal here is 18 outs. 18 outs between Roark, Gio, and Scherzer. When I go to those guys, kind of varies. So I'm thinking right, left, right to kind of maximize the impact and force Joe Maddon's hand early so he doesn't have good matchups later on. That's the way I think about it because I got Albers that I feel good about. I got Kinstler I feel good about. That's enough to me to get through some of those middle innings. If I get 18 outs from those first three guys, I've done it.
Let's go to Nick in Dunkirk on Grant and Danny. You get to call out one national you want more out of and give him a pep talk. Nick, who you got?
Guys, I couldn't ask for a better segue there. I'm calling out Dusty Baker. He needs to make some sweet tactical decisions tonight. And just like what you guys said, outplay Mr. Maddon from the Cubbies.
What about Jason Wirth? Would you mention in that meeting that you don't want Wirth hitting second?
You know, to tell you the truth, it might come up as a side note as I walk out the door.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Dusty, if you got a second.
Let's go to Sean in Maryland on Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. How are you, Sean?
What's up, Sean?
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Murph's gonna light it up tonight. He lives for this stuff. And the Cubs, they don't deserve to win. They don't.
I kind of agree with that, frankly. I do, because they've committed a lot of errors.
Kicked it around. Yeah.
But did you say Wirth is lighting it up?
Murph.
Oh, Murph.
He said
Murph. Sorry. Okay, gotcha. Murphy's going to light it up. Because I was going to say, if he lives for this, why didn't he live for yesterday?
I wish he'd lived for it before. Daniel Murphy's been huge in these series before. It's just not happening right now. And he doesn't look real comfortable. We talked about this yesterday on the show a little bit. Just he looks swinging at balls. That's not something that he usually does. I know he's always aggressive, doesn't wait around. He likes to go up there hacking. But you see him getting out of his zone in game one especially, swinging at changeups that were never strikes from Hendricks. He's got to be disciplined tonight. Think about using the whole yard.
Let's go to Greg in Bethesda. You're on Grant and Danny here on your flagship home for the Nationals. We are cruising in on now about 6 hours ahead of first pitch of a decisive game five against the Cubs.
Hey, guys, I'm calling Trey Turner into the office. And the reason I say that is this has got to be a small ball game. We're not going to get much against Kyle Hendricks. So I'm envisioning like a 2015 Kansas City Royals type game where we have to manufacture the runs. Trey gets on first, someone steals second, someone knocks him over to third, and a pop fly scores it. And that could be the game right there. So I'm calling in Trey.
Completely agree. You saw what happened when he got on base yesterday. He was able to advance. You get wild pitches. You get throwovers. It's not a coincidence. Weird things happen when he's on base. You're worried about him.
Action.
You think about him. He's on your mind. Now all of a sudden, ball gets back to the screen. Is it because the pitcher was overthinking or the catcher? I don't care. They both knew Trey Turner was where he was, and he moves up a bag. He ends up scoring an unearned run on an error where you're trying to make a play coming in hard toward the infield. Amanda, Winchester, always great to hear from you. Are you going to the game tonight by chance?
I am going to the game tonight. Leaving here at 3. Cannot wait.
Very exciting.
So I would – oh, and by the way, thank you guys. I won Caps tickets on Tuesday at the end
of
the show. So
very excited
about that too. Anyway, I'm definitely calling in Daniel Murphy. I mean, you guys just touched on it a little bit, but he's just almost been like a black hole in the middle of the lineup. I mean, it's crazy because he's such a phenomenal hitter, and we all know what he can do, but he's got to be there tonight because if we're leaving that spot with no run-producing stuff going on, he's had some bad luck. His batting average on balls in play, I don't know exactly what it is, but it must be something weird because it seems like he's got a lot of hard-hit balls that are going right at people, but... he needs to show up tonight, or I don't think we can win this game.
Yeah, I have felt pretty good about his approach, his ABs, and some of the production in terms of loud contact, but it just hasn't worked. He hasn't been Daniel Murphy, though. I mean, I'd love to see him get to a point where he's driving the ball deep into the outfield, splitting the gap. Extra base hits have kind of been his name the last couple of seasons. We'll wrap up the show next with our predictions and our final thoughts on the Nationals and the Cubs Game 5. We're back with you 6:30 to 7:30 for pregame. Remember to listen tonight to our pre-pregame show, Charlie and Dave at... And the 7 o'clock hour at 7:30, and then the first pitch at 8. Grant and Danny from MGM National Harbor on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.